are in news. I'm John Scott. President Trump is insisting that U.S. forces will finish the job at Iran soon. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a nationwide address, the president defended the war against Iran and proclaimed great progress.
We are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly.
But he said the U.S. military still has work to do.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
The president also acknowledged rising oil prices and volatile financial markets, but predicted gas prices will drop and stock prices will go back up. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. reporter who was kidnapped in Baghdad was known for pursuing gutsy, low-budget assignments.
American freelance journalist Shelley Kittleson was often working without formal assignments on shoestring budgets, heading to lawless corners of Iraq. On Tuesday, surveillance video shows her being forced into a car by two men on a busy Baghdad street. Iraqi security forces chased them and caught one. U.S. officials say Kittleson had been told there were kidnapping threats against her, and they believe she was taken by Khatib Hezbollah, an Iran-linked Iraqi militia. Friends and fellow journalists say the 49-year-old, who was originally from Wisconsin, built an admirable career across the Middle East and has always been gutsy. I'm Julie Walker.
Four astronauts embarking on a high-stakes flight around the moon, humanity's first lunar voyage in more than half a century, a thrilling lead-off in NASA's push toward a lunar landing in 2 years. A judge granting Luigi Mangione only a slight delay of his federal trial in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett agreed to move the trial from September to October instead of next year, as Mangione's lawyers had wanted. He has pleaded not guilty. This is SRN News. Latin American voters see a role for religion in government.
There are looming presidential elections in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage in each country also say they believe the Bible should be the basis for their laws, and even half of non-religious people tell Pew they feel the same way. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Chicago Bulls have cut guard Jaden Ivey after he criticized the NBA for promoting the LGBT agenda. Ivey called the league's devotion to gay pride unrighteous in a post on Instagram, adding, "They proclaim gay pride on billboards and in the street, so how is it that one can't speak righteousness?" Bulls coach Billy Donovan said Ivey's comments do not reflect the values of the organization. This is SRN News. The 2-year restoration of a 125-year-old cathedral in Kentucky is now complete.
After 2 years, the restoration of the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption in Covington, Kentucky is complete, with the last of the heavy lifting, the installation of 32 recreated gargoyles.
There we go.
It's touching. That's it.
Reverend Ryan Mayer says the church's facade takes after a very famous church in Paris.
It is known as America's Notre Dame. And the vision of Bishop Maas, who built the cathedral, our third bishop, to really bring the European experience of a cathedral to the Midwest and to our diocese, and to have the facade modeled after Notre Dame.
I'm Donna Warder.
The women's Final Four is a repeat. Number one seeds UConn, UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina. They're in the Final Four for the second straight season. More details at srnnews.com.